I asked them how it all started.
We all answered an ad in the paper, and we all went up, auditioned, did screen tests, and that's how we got in.
It was for janitorial services, and but when we met each other at this place, we decided to form a rock and roll group.
You have a friend, but you all have a friend, namely Jonathan King in London, who wrote a nice little article about you, Dick Ken, where he said that he thought that as a team, you were failing, and yet as individuals, you all had a tremendous amount of talent. What's your reply to that? Davey first, perhaps.
Well, you see, the thing that people don't understand is, you know, we don't profess to be the greatest group in the world, but we have...
You may not.
Any other group in the world, we have an act. And when we go on the stage, we have an act. You know, one day maybe we'll do a Broadway show or something. You know, we're showmen. We don't just get up and do this kind of number and play, yeah. You see? Because, you know, like, we don't have the musical background, that whole thing. We just go out there and we give them a show.
We weren't
put together like most groups.
That doesn't work.
We weren't put together like most groups, where a guy that's living in his house plays a guitar and the other guy across the street plays the bass, and those two guys get together and have a guitar and bass, and then they meet a guy that plays the drums, and then they fire him and they get another guy, and then we were all put together in this little black box.
Yeah, but Mickey, you had a crack at a record by yourself. Don't do it. A couple of years ago.
Yeah, that wasn't released.
You want to talk about
after
that?
All this other stuff happened, and they thought they could make a few bucks.
Davey, Jones and Mike Nesmith talking about their attitude and their responsibilities towards the teenage fans.
Personally, I can speak for myself. I do watch what I do. I don't, if I was to smoke cigarettes, I wouldn't be smoking cigarettes on a picture because the kids look at it and say, if David's going to do it, I'm going to do it. You know, I don't do anything that's going to influence anybody else. And when I'm doing something, I always think about the kids that are, you know.
However, he does an awful lot of clandestine illicit activities, and I know that, and anybody wants to know, it's $4 for a little book I had printed up, so it's he at the hotel.
I didn't understand that either.
I talk weird.
But what are their attitude towards hippies?
It's dead. It's dead.
David was asking.
Oh. Sorry?
Well, I'm somebody in Paducah, Iowa, or way out in a Thule somewhere in Australia, I look like a hippie because I have long hair and I wear beads and, you know, I wear weird clothes and things. There's all kinds of definitions of a hippie. I wouldn't know what it is, you know, like, I'm a hippie, you know.
You look like a hippie to me, that's all I can tell you.
You know,
weird,
I could have told you what a beatnik was about 7 years ago, but, you know, they've all... It's got very commercial, the whole thing. So, you know, going down on the strip and things like that, and that's not good for me, so I don't really know anything about hippies.
As a group, the Monkees seem to be recording a lot of Nilsson songs. What do you think of Harry Nilsson as a writer?
Greatest. Number one.
Very good. Yeah?
Very good.
In fact, I sent a bunch of albums over to England.
I heard one.
I made Harry Nilsson stop.
When people compare you to the Beatles, I think this is an unfair criticism.
Thank you very much.
Right? I mean, you are a group which is different.
You're an act, actually.
You're an act. You prefer to be called an act.
Well, I do. I can't speak for the...
An orange, I like to call it.
That's a nice word for it. That's good. Do you think that the Monkees are at the top of their tree in show business?
Yeah, I think that we can probably do some more stuff. I think that the collective impact of the group is about spent. However, that doesn't mean that we won't stay together and not have an impact. Now, do you understand what I'm talking about? In other words, I think that individually we can have the same impact, except it no longer will be the Monkees. It'll be Arnie, Harry, Buster,
Fred and Buster.
And Joe. Yeah. That kind of thing.
Are you still splitting up in the near future?
Well, we have.
We all live in separate places in separate parts of the country and city.
We've been split up for like a year and a half or something like that. I mean, as far as, I don't know, you know, you walk around and everybody says, well, hey, the Monkees and stuff like that. We all do our own thing. That's why we stayed together so long. That may sound very strange, and I'm not being ambivalent. That's the truth.
You're the only member, if I think I'm right, you're the only member of the group who is not married. Do you have any attitudes towards marriage? I mean, Mickey got married, what was it, last year?
Well, Peter's not married.
Peter's not married. Well, with a face like that and the hair. But what's all right, well, I'll come to you, and then we'll go to Peter. What's your attitude?
Two to
marriage?
You, buddy.
Don't like your tie much. What do you think of that?
Well, that's not bad. You're right. That's all I can afford.
Well, that's where you're at.
Yeah.
Well, everybody's where he wants to be.
Peter grows a beard.
That's where I want to be.
This side.
You got it.
We still don't have your answer to your question on the on marriage.
I don't know. Maybe I'll get married while I'm here in Australia. I don't know. I haven't.
How long are you going to be here in Australia? That long?
2 weeks.
You like these quick marriages?
Well, I don't know. I've never been married yet. That's what I said. If you'd have listened, you would have heard that I said I've never been married before.
Yeah, but you don't like them. You don't like the idea of quick marriages, maybe.
I don't know. I might get married when I'm here. I haven't found the right girl yet. Is that the way they say it?
Yeah.
I haven't found the right girl yet.
Mickey, how much have you earned so far? Not yourself, but as a group.
Oh, I don't have any idea. Because we don't get most of it, you know, because it's all gross over the top. RCA, Cole Gems, Columbia Pictures. We're paid a salary.
How do you keep check of it? Make sure that you're not being diddled.
Very poorly.
Auditing.
$180 million has been quoted in the first year. Would this be right?
Well, yeah, for them, you know. But yeah. That's like how much money did the taxpayers really get? You know? Yeah.
Is this the sort of...
Mickey, what sort of show can the kids expect to see at the stadium? And how long?
I like this man.
We're not sure the exact length. Anywhere from an hour to an hour and 2 minutes.
What sort of gear do you do? What do you hit records, I suppose? Do you do individual stuff as well?
Yeah, we have a one part in the show, actually.
What?
One part in the show where we have, we do solos. We don't know what our solos are going to be. You see, we come out and we maybe do 10 or 12 numbers. It doesn't matter. It doesn't, you know, all depends. And then we all go off and get changed and come back and we all do a solo. And then we come back at the end and we do some more singing, you know. And usually runs about an hour, 15 minutes. We've had a show an hour and 25 minutes. But that we couldn't find Mickey.
You know, the only member of the group with an extensive showground background.
As a matter of fact, no, but I will, yes, it was for a test pilot for a movie that was going to be made in Mexico by Eddie Nasur called The Rings Around Saturn, where I'm a little Mexican boy about 5 years old. And a bull comes down. It's true. A bull.
I never knew that.
I never told you.
That's great.
A bull comes down off one of the rings of Saturn that breaks up in an asteroid collision, and this bull lands. It's invisible to only me, and it's huge. And then then it becomes visible gradually. Invisible.
Ooh. Only to you.
It's going to be a super bull in a ring, and it's going to kill all. And it's going to kill all the bullfighters or something.
Well, it's the baggage tag. You know, I had a spare one.
That's our number.
We each get numbers. Mickey's number one, which
we're all numbered.
Well, right now, what's all that's happening here is Davey is in fact with the fans, and so is Peter, and they're looking after him as though they were children and giving them the father a touch. And she is hugging Peter.
I love you. Be calm.
Oh.
I'll see you later.
Oh, come to the stadium, all of them, later.
We'll see you later, okay?
Oh, Mickey.
Oh. Later, just got a kiss from Mickey and one from Peter, too.
Have they gone?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, that's a shame, because I wish they could have stayed. I really have nothing to say about that. That's just really weird. I'm
why didn't they
I'm happy.
Why didn't they let
them
sit down and stay?
One of them just fainted.
Can I ask a question to the whole group, please? A very quick one. That was probably the nicest thing that anyone here has ever seen done by any group or any musician in the world. When you gave a girl a kiss and you went right over to her, Mickey. You know, and you got out of the car at the airport.
Yeah.
And you went for the
don't
kiss.
Don't get out. Those kids are waiting there for 4 hours. You know.
The power of television has done much of this. And we can only be humbled by it. And that's why those fans, we never got past the stage of just being fans ourselves. And that's why they're as important to us as when we first started. We can never be removed, and we can never be
gods or whatever else that you have them, we have to do that because we're brothers under the skin into the same thing. It wasn't 2 years ago before we were standing at the airport screaming for somebody else.
Attitude towards families, right? You're married and raising a family, not to necessarily the kids who are your fans, but to normal, happy home life with children who can maybe be four or five and just watch the monkeys but wouldn't be at the airport.
What do I think about families?
Yeah, and your attitude towards them. I mean, we've just seen
towards
this. I mean, no one goes up to a fan and gives her a kiss.
I think that is not a natural state of existence for this particular animal. I think that is all pent up anxieties, frustrations, all those things that happen at home, you know, that shouldn't happen. I'd rather they came over here and shook my hand and were nice and really knew about the music and knew about the songs and respected me for exactly what I did and the capacity that I was doing it in. And that's not their fault, because there's no difference between a child and an adult. That's only an abstract time anybody can say you're a child and you're an adult. There's a difference between a child and a parent, but everybody is a child of somebody's parent. I mean, you know.
How long have you got to last?
About 15 minutes.
As long as those kids outside let it last, I suppose. I don't know. And as long as
we still keep relating to somebody.
There gets a point when everybody doesn't want to relate anymore and you get tired. That's why we don't want to do the TV show anymore.
I happen to know when it's going to end March the 18th at 3 o'clock.
Next year?
What?
Next year?
Oh, I'm not at liberty to say that.